WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Edna O'Brien's early novels were banned in her native Ireland for their depiction of female sexuality. Her new novel, Down by the River, is likely to cause a stir as well. It's inspired by a controversial abortion decision handed down in Ireland a few years ago. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Edna O'Brien's literary take on Ireland has nothing in common with William Butler Yeats's visionary nationalism, the mystical erotics of U2's music, or the Celtic kitsch of Michael Flatley's Lord of the Dance. No, O'Brien's writing is in the rougher James Joyce, Sean O'Casey tradition that paints Ireland as a crabbed, priest-ridden country where sexual brutality festers in a damp climate of silence. Like her infamous predecessors, O'Brien is an expatriate. She's lived for decades in London. It's safe to say that distance has not made her heart grow fonder. In her latest novel, Down by the River, O'Brien casts a cold eye on family and village life in Ireland, as well as on the country's draconian anti-abortion laws. No gentle rains nor gentle kisses soften the harsh realities of her characters' lives. Particularly when it comes to depicting the situation of women in Ireland, Edna O'Brien truly is Maeve Binchy's evil twin. The miserable heroine of this story is 14-year-old Mary McNamara, who lives with her parents in the countryside. Mary's father, James, fits the typical failed Irish father mold. He has a weakness for drink and for dreamy get-rich-quick schemes. When we first meet him, he and Mary are digging up bogs in hopes of finding prehistoric treasure. But James's loser charm is short-lived, for on this same outing, he pushes Mary down in the muck and rapes her. Isolated and shamed, Mary can talk to no one about the horror she only halfway comprehends. She thinks of her violated self in terms of a birthday cake she once saw at a party, lovely and seemingly uncut. But, she recalls, when she brought her face up close to it, she saw every piece had been severed, every severed piece, side by side, a wicked decoy. For the past few years, we've been so inundated with novels and autobiographies about father-daughter incest that, as simultaneously gut-wrenching and incandescent as O'Brien's account is, it's hard as a reader not to feel jaded. But after the first 50 pages of Down by the River, the plot shoots off into an even more appalling direction. Mary learns she's pregnant at the same time that her mother, invaded by fast-multiplying cells of a different kind, dies of ovarian cancer. Terrified, Mary turns to a neighbor woman for help, and this neighbor, with many misgivings, secretly takes her to England for an abortion. On the night before the abortion is scheduled, however, right-to-life zealots discover Mary's plans. They alert the law, and she's made to return to Ireland, where she becomes the focus of a Supreme Court case to decide whether or not an underage incest victim should be forced to carry a pregnancy to term. Like her native land, Mary's body is now contested terrain. "Rosaries and ovaries," says Mary's doctor. "I don't know which does the most damage to this country." He's one of the many adult hand-wringers surrounding Mary, whose glib way with words camouflages his moral paralysis. O'Brien's scorn for Mary's supposed protectors and critics is well matched by the energy she devotes to developing the character of Mary herself. Mary, of course, is in a unique situation, but the portrait O'Brien paints of a shy, eager-to-please girl who feels afraid of her own body and powerless in the company of adults will bring many readers wincingly back to their own adolescence. Down by the River was inspired by an actual abortion case in Ireland a few years ago, but O'Brien's furious imagination transforms the real-life details into something rich and strange and suspenseful. As tortured as her relationship is to Ireland, O'Brien proves once again that she has the native daughter's gift for making poetry out of politics.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Down by the River by Edna O'Brien.